Some days the power of the devil to tempt you in the wrong direction seems so much greater than either your own power to resist him or God's power to stop him. That's just how it goes. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond and welcome again to Fresh. And that's a power struggle that we all experience, presuming, of course, that we've decided to follow Jesus. If you haven't, then you'll naturally go the devil's way because there doesn't appear to be anything wrong with that. But back to the one who's living out a simple, humble faith in this Jesus who died so their sins could be forgiven and rose again that they might walk in newness of life. If that's you, then you know the struggle. If that's you, then you've wondered why it is that you stumble so often at the same hurdle. So today, a word from God on the most important thing you need to know at that point of temptation. Colossians chapter 2, verses 13 to 15. And you who were dead in your trespasses and the uncircumcision of your flesh, God made alive together with him, having forgiven us all our trespasses, by cancelling the record of debt that stood against us with its legal demands. This he set aside, nailing it to the cross. He disarmed the rulers and authorities and put them to shame by triumphing over them in him. The most important thing you need to know is this: the enemy has been defeated. When he holds a gun to your head, it's filled with blanks. He simply has no power over you. So as Billy Graham once said, when Satan knocks, I just send Christ to the door. That's God's word, fresh for you today. God's word is so powerful. That's why I'd love to send you your fresh devotion every day. It's completely free. Just stop by at freshdevotional.org. And when you do subscribe, you'll immediately receive a copy of my ebook, How Can I Hear God Speak to Me? That web address again is freshdevotional.org.